Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. One way to God. There's one way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. We thank and praise God today for all of you out there today, and let you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved. Pray that the Most High Yah, amen, we see here today that he is able to bless us today. And let you know that we care about your souls, man. Amen. We're concerned about your souls. And let you know that God loves you and cares for you today. Praise God. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. Man. That you want to have life everlasting? Amen. We see here today that you could have everlasting life, eternal life, through faith and believing, trusting, and being baptized in Jesus' name, being filled with his Holy Spirit today. Friend, have you been believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you have faith in him? All right. Have you been baptized in his name? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Friend, it's time for you to get serious about the real thing here right now. I'm letting you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved. Amen. And we want you to know that we love you. We care about your souls. And I'm Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton Jr. Jesus saved through faith. Say to God the Bible way. Amen. In Tampa, Florida. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida. The visiting pastor there is Bishop Adrian M. Shaw Jr. Letting you know that he's a great man. And we thank and praise God for him. Amen. We thank and praise God for him. Give an honor to our Apostle C. A. Coward. Amen. Who is the overseer of the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Give honor to our presiding bishop, Bishop R. J. McLeod. Amen. Give honor to him today. Great man. Give honor to Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw. Amen. Of the South Georgia, North Florida. District, amen. Give honor to and give honor to my bishop, Bishop Adrian M. Shaw, my pastor. Amen. Give honor to Elder Terry Brickshaw of the Presbyterian. Amen. Over the Presbyterian. Amen. Give honor to those brothers and also to Elder Williams and Elder Ray Johnson, all those brothers, amen. All the other brothers who I haven't named through the Church of God, the Bible, especially to our Heavenly Father, the Most High Yah, amen, as in Yahuwah. Give honor to him, amen, who is creator and of heaven and earth, and he was our Savior and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. Letting you know that he is the one, hallelujah, that came to all those generations and helped us and saved us. So we see here today, Jesus said, if you see me, if you know me, you'll know my Father. That's what he told people. He also said, he also told them, he said, if you see me, you're seeing the Father. All right? And those things you got to know. And the word was was made flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh. But in between that, it talks about, in St. John 1, it talks about he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Giving honor to our Heavenly Father, which is in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. We thank him for ease, God, for him. Well, people out there, letting you know that we care about you. And you know that God loves you. Amen. And we see here, I'm going to have my wife read. Come on, wife, read for me. You can read it, Dave, for me. Read that one verse. Come on, you can do it. She's real shy, young lady.
2 Chronicles 7:14. Called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will save and forgive their sins and heal their land.
Look at that. Look at that. Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. We see you today. I've been married to that woman for 50 years. 50 years. I was telling you, I was bearing my cross for 50 years. Everybody laughed. Amen. Thank you, praise God. Amen. For 50 years. All right. So we see here today, praise God, that God tells us, if my people, amen, which are called by my name. Let's talk about that subject right there. The people that is called by his name. Amen. So we see here today, when God was talking to the prophet, and he says, if my people, which are called by my name, who was he talking about? At that time he was talking to Judah and the people of Jerusalem. All right? And how did you know, preacher? How did you know? Because God's name is Yahuwah. That's what some of them are calling Yahweh in different dialects. But Yah was always present inside that name. Yahuwah. And who was Yehuda? Yehuda was Judah. All right? And think about Israel, Yasharel. Amen. We see in the Hebrew name, all right, he was talking to those people. And it's kind of strange how a lot of people want to put that on America. American is not named, called by the name of Yehuda, or Yahuwah. All right, not called by the name of Yah. All right, so we see here today that we got to know who he's talking to. He was talking to, amen, Yehuda, Judah. All right, so we see here that you need to understand something. Amen. Who are the children of Judah? Hebrew is Yehuda. Today, all right, it's the people that was, you know, in other words, they was taken from Africa. Amen. Out of a place they call the Kingdom of Judah, the slave coast over there in Guinea, and shipped to the west, over into Bermuda, over into Haiti, over into Jamaica, down into South America, all down through Australia. Those people, those the black people who was put into slavery into Cuba, amen, and a big amount of them was put here in Jamestown, all right, here in America, all through here, and America has really profited from those people of Judah, who were, amen, the black people of America and all through the Caribbean and all through the Bermuda, all through all that. Those were the true black people. Now, you can look it up. Check me out. All right? Those people was bought here for free labor. All right. All the labor they done, amen, didn't get, there was work put in slavery from sun up, from sundown to sun up, all right, and work. All right. So America is indebted to those people. Think about it. All right. They had free labor for over 319 years, 400 years of slavery. And you think about it, they came in America and was whooped, beat, and they was robbed of the culture. They was robbed of the ways of life, even stripped the name of God out of them. And we see here today, if you look at the registry, you know, of when they was bought over, a lot of them had different names. They had the name Yah in it. Why? Because they was a people. I mean, it was a people that they went into the Horn of Africa. You know, over there you have the Ivory Coast, you have the Gold Coast, you have the Slave Coast over there, and you find these people came. Was those actual people came from this section called Judah, the Kingdom of Judah. All right. Now, how did they get there? We see here that years before Titus came in through there with a great slaughter up into to Jerusalem and Israel and slaughtered. And those people who got away, about a million those people came down into Africa, settled in the Horn of Africa. All right, so we see here today, you know, once we know who we are, we can know where we can go and what we can do. But this is what people do not understand, that we need to know. A lot of these people know where you from and know where you came from. Okay, and we see here. But you don't know. You don't think about it. So God was said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, he will heal the land. Isn't that something? He will heal the land. Turn from their wicked ways. All right? Seek his face. You think about it. All right? If we cleave to our Heavenly Father and do the right thing, see, do righteousness, and do the right thing, God will turn and hear our prayer. He'll from heaven. And that's what he'll do. All right? But the people here in America, the black people here in America, are of that tribe of Judah, all right, that came through the transatlantic slave routes, okay, all down through the Caribbean, the Bahamas, all down to from Cuba. And you wonder why black people there. And then, you know, what has happened is that, you know, a lot of people have been breaded out, all right, breaded out. Amen. In other words, you know, the slave owners, you know, forced sex on them, the women, all right, right in front of some of their husbands. And I'm talking about it's their right to do so, all right? So America and all these countries are in debt to these people that came from Judah, amen, through the way of Africa, all right, and here. So we see here today, those people, God wants to do, but the point I want to really make today is that we need to learn to humble ourselves and pray. Call on his name and be blessed of him. The name Imperial is Yehuda, Yahuwah, amen, Yahuwah. The name modern Hebrew they call him Yahweh, all right, right here. Now, since they have changed things and hid from us, our true identity, our true culture, our true ways of doing things. As people of God, the real people. I heard a guy told me say the other day, he says, who is those people over there in Israel now? Okay, I told him, if you do your research, you'll find out they are Khazarians. They are Khazars. All right? Now, those people was put there in Israel, not by God, all right, not by blood, and they're like that, put there by the League of Nations. All right, because these people had needed a place to go. So they put them in Israel, a place called Palestine. So they put them in Palestine. And that's what the war is about right now, over the land of Palestine. All right? Over the land of Palestine. That's where the conflict is nowadays. Everybody's never going to be in peace there. All right? Think about it. There's not going to be no peace until the real true Israelites of the land come back. All right? So we see here today that we need to let people know, amen, time is winding up, brother. Time is winding up. Did you know, all right, did you know that the scripture talks about people, this is people, these people, they kept hidden. They stripped them of everything. Like I say, their culture, their land, their language, their God, everything, praise God. So we need to let people know, because many preachers don't preach this, because they don't know, all right, they haven't heard. So we see here today, you need to know who you are, where you came from, who you are. All right, so this is what it is. And then maybe you could straighten out and say, I was a chosen tribe of Israel. All right, now Judah was the fourth son of Jacob. All right, the fourth son of Jacob was Judah. All right, so in Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came from that tribe of Judah. Think about that. He came from the tribe of Judah. He was of the lion of Judah. He is that's what it is. He came from that lion. And you think about that. All right, that he died for the whole world. And you know, for people to be grafted in to him, with him, all right, they have to believe and have faith within him. Amen. And that opens the door that you can start seeking him. All right. But he was of the line of Judah. Amen. A black man. All right. Judah, the Israelites, all right, was Negroes. And people say, oh, what is that? Whoa. But I'm telling you, if you search for and look in your computer for Negro land, all right, you'll find it in Africa. Those people that came from 70 A.D. when Titus came into the Jerusalem and slaughtered a lot of those people. And they came and those people fled into Africa. So we see here today that we need to wake up. We need to tell the truth. We need to let it be known. The truth need to be heard. So many years it's been hidden. It's been hidden, and we let everyone know that we need to know. Man, you need to know who you are. You need to know where you came from. All right? Look at the Bantu people over there. Look at the people over there, you know, in these areas over there in Africa. All right. And the tribes, some of the tribes are still there. All right. And when we say hallelujah, and a lot of people, we say that a lot in church, don't we? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come by here, God, you know, and all that. We say hallelujah, which means praise ye. Yah, praise unto Yah. In other words, that's what it's talking about. We give it praise to Yah, our Heavenly Father, He is the one that created us. He is the one that blessed us. All right? And see, this, we've been so used to this perspective by the European perspective, all right, and this Anglo-Saxon and Greco-Roman system that has been pushed on to us, all right, and that's been taught to us, that we don't forgot all about the real history. The Bible, all right, is the history of the Israelites. Amen. So that as a tribe of Judah, we are part of the Israelites, part of Jacob. Okay? So here it is. And they have taken things from us. You don't see the Pope of Rome. I mean, he carries a doll called a black Madonna, and he kisses that black Madonna. How could a white man come from that? All right. He kisses the black Madonna. All right. And then at the same time, we give you a picture of a white man, amen, portraying that he is Jesus. You ever seen that? All right? In other words, you know, Pope Alexander VI got Leonardo da Vinci to paint a picture of his son, Cesare Borgia, and guess what happened? Cesare Borgia was a wicked person, all right? And he painted him as, and named him Jesus. He put it there, Jesus. So we see here today, but the real Jesus, the real Hamashiach, the Savior, the Anointed One, was a black man, all right? He was a man of color. All right, you think about that, and that's what the hidden, what the most hidden secrets there is. I mean, they don't want that secret to really come out, but people are waking up, and because we've been deceived for years and years, and we'll be deceived no more, because you got to know who you are, where you came from, where you are. All right, so we see here that the Roman church years ago, all right, they mixed up things with their god, their so-called god Mithra, all right, and with the Jewish thing, they call it they talk about the Judeo-Christian, you know, beliefs. That's what they talk about, all right? But it has a mixture of paganism along with it, all right? So you think about it. You got to look and find out. Open your eyes and see. Tell the truth. I mean, I was talking to a lady the other day. She said she was Jewish. I said, where are you originated from? She said, we are Ashkenaz. But those are Gentiles, not Jewish led. You look in there, the descendants of Japheth, all right, they was the Isle of the Gentiles. It was Gentiles. And she was just telling me, you know, we was telling her, and she's surprised I knew about that. She said, how do you know all that? You know? I said, well the Gentiles, the Ashkenazis, usually European Jews, all right, people of European descent. All right, you know, the Khazars, all right, was Europeans, all right, and they gave them a choice of 10 places they could go. The League of Nations did this, gave them 10 places that they can go, all right, and they chose Palestine, okay? They came into Palestine, and they're strong in Palestine. They were called the whole League of Nations. Will support them. The America sent millions and millions and billions of dollars over there. And they got people by the food that they're the real Israelites. All right, come on now. But we see here today, you need to know who you really are. Okay? Millions and millions and billions of dollars goes over to Israel. okay, go and be supposed reparations for those people that was inside Germany. Because Germany killed many Jews, all right? So we see here today, but the real Yehudites, the real people, Judah, amen, is here among us here in America. Among us here in America. And was brought here and sold into slavery. So we see here, amen. So, a lot of times we come to, it's good to go to church and praise God and shout and everything, but yet we shouldn't do it in ignorance. All right? You know, in other words, they keep it happy and shouting and everything like that, but, you know, on certain truths that you're ignorant to, meaning that you just don't know. Think about it now. So we see here today, amen, be not deceived anymore. All right? If my people, which are called by my name, that was God told them, will humble themselves and pray. And, you know, and seek his face, then will he heal from heaven. Think about it. Then he will heal the land. He will heal you. Amen. I'm just thinking about this thing. Amen. God will heal us, will bless us, but we got to humble ourselves and pray. Amen. Even the people in America who is not of Yehuda, or not of Judah, all right, should humble themselves and pray, because God's going to judge America one day over the things that they have done to his people. All right? He's going to call the nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat. All right? And if you read it, you're going to see. You know, a lot of people talk about, well, this is about Armageddon. Well, hey, the fight is going to come. But he's going to destroy people with the brightness of his coming over there. All right, why? Because he wants recompense. All right, because these, they have taken, all right, his jewels of Judah, the people of Israel, enslaved them, all right, the people of Judah, Yehuda, and enslaved them and bought them and killed them, hanged them by the rope of the tree, all right? They seek dogs on them, turn the fire hydrants on them, all those different things, all right? And here it is. Amen. America need to pay. America need to say to pray and say to God, forgive us for we have done wrong. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. This is Elder Braxton. Okay, Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton. And you know, when you're in town, come by and see us. Praise God, come by and see us. All right. I want you to come and see us, praise God, while we're here. All right. Next week, I'll be on 6:30 on Thursdays, okay? 6:30 p.m. The call in is 563-999-3034. 963-999-3034. So call in next weekend, amen, as we go. So letting you know that you can come. And let God bless your soul. Praise Yahuwah, Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, Creator of heaven and earth, who is in Christ Jesus, Yahushua. Amen. Yahushua. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, and we love you, and we care about your souls. And you know, pray. Pray your state. Fast your last. And this is Ella Braxton. We'll be signing out. Let you know we love you. We care about you. And letting people know that's the true thing. The Bible says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.